This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Throughout the past several years, the number one military-related issue on this program, of course, has been the war against radical Islam, specifically on the fronts in Iraq and Afghanistan. But one of the biggest controversies internally in the military over the past several months has been which company ought to get the contract for one of the largest military contracts in history, and that's to build the air tanker. With me now to talk about this controversy and the way he thinks it should be resolved is retired Air Force General Tom McInerney, who is a great friend of this program. He's a Fox News military analyst, and he's the co-author most recently of Baghdad Ablaze. And General, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
This has been a saga in and of itself. The main companies competing for this contract were Northrop Grumman and Boeing. Northrop Grumman won, then that contract was voided. The bidding was opened again, then shut down again. So where do we stand?
Well, what happened is the Secretary of Defense decided that he was not going to continue with the acquisition and put it out for a modified request for proposal. As you pointed out, the Government Accounting Office found eight procedural errors. Some people can say they're of great magnitude. Some would disagree. And by the way, for full disclosure, I was consulting and am consulting with Northrop for that. But I'm more interested, of course, in the Air Force getting a tanker right away. The issue is, and even if you bought both of them, the Air Force needs a tanker, and they need it now. And so with the Secretary of Defense delaying this decision for this administration, Secretary Gates, it could push it from 1 to 4 years away. And that tanker is needed now, and it's important that the warfighter gets it.
Explain the need for the tanker and why this particular design would be so helpful for the Air Force and the military as a whole.
Well, the tankers that we now have called the KC-135s are upwards of 50 years old. They were purchased under President Eisenhower, frankly, when I was coming into the Air Force back in 1959. They are wearing out, and we could have a catastrophic failure, despite what some people say. And that's why, for the last 10 years, the contractor has the government has been working with contractors to replace them. We initially had a lease tanker deal, of which I was a very early proponent when I was running a nonprofit. And then we got pushed into, because unfortunately Senator McCain found out that there had been some gouging. And so he made it imperative that there be competition. That's when Northrop got together with Airbus. They came up with a competitor called the Airbus 330. That is competing against the Boeing 767. And this airplane went through its normal procedures. We're now getting 179 airplanes that, for the same price that we would have gotten to lease 100 airplanes from Boeing. And that's why I say there was some gouging. Two people went to jail, unfortunately, from Boeing on that. It was very unfortunate. So they went through the procedure, and it turned out that Northrop Grumman won the contract with there, and it became the KC-45. As I mentioned, Boeing protested. It was upheld for technical reasons, and then the Secretary of Defense bowed out. But those airplanes are needed now because the air bridge, how we project our forces, whether they're fighter aircraft of all services, whether they are tank other airlift aircraft, when you make an air bridge, you do it with tankers. And that's why it's so important that we get these airplanes replaced as soon as possible.
General, just a little bit of time left in our conversation here. Obviously, Barack Obama's been elected president, a new administration coming in. Does that change the process and how we get this project done?
I think the next president, when he comes in, Secretary of Defense, will see the number one priority of the Air Force is to get these airplanes replaced. No commercial airline is flying airplanes that are 50 years old. Why should we put our air crews, young air crews, in these airplanes that are so old? We all agree, and Boeing strongly agreed, that the acquisition process was going well until they lost. So I think the new administration will look and see that it's still the number one priority for the Air Force, and they need to do it now.
General, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. As always, sir, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate what you're doing.
Retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst and the co-author most recently of Baghdad Ablaze. A reminder to get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day through our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.